Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wally Bach is here, too, folks. Wally is a 22-plus-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been with me since the beginning, 1997, the first year we were on the air. He's the author of so many books, I can't carry all of them. Net Income was still a legendary book. And so many others, and he has reinvented himself, as I have, over the years, many times, and gotten better every time. And now he's helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's our good friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back.
Wow, thank you, Jim. That makes me almost sound like I know what I'm doing.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Your family got together and sent that over. I just recited it. So I want to read something to you, Wally. In my book, The Age of the Customer, and I've never done this before. I've never recited anything out of my own books before, but I'm going to do it this time. Page 137, chapter 19 says, the title is "You Must Become a Publisher." The second paragraph says, "Publishing is the process of producing and distributing content, ideas, information, entertainment, and other intellectual property." Now, what I meant by that was I was trying to get across to small business owners the title of the chapter, and that is "You Must Become a Publisher." And all I was trying to explain to them is being a publisher doesn't mean you work for Doubleday, you run Doubleday or something like that. It means that you have things in your head that other people want to know, and they want to hear from you, and the process of getting that to them is something that you and I call publishing, whether it be online, whether it be a blog, whatever, it's still publishing. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's gotten so much easier to do it in years of my lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, back in the day of the cuneiform tablets when we were young, things are a lot more difficult.
Right.
But I mean, but seriously,
It got easier after we found the Rosetta Stone, though. That was better. So, one thing, Wally, I want to point out is you and I were talking about this, and that you mentioned talking about it easy. You and I were talking about this, folks, when if you went along with what we said, you had to write it, send it to your web developer. He or she had to find a place on your website and write the code and stick it in there. Today, you can do it with three clicks of a mouse button almost. What do you think, Wally?
That's true. I mean, and books, if you wanted to publish your own book in, say, 1990 or so, which I did, you would spend a whole bunch of money, and you would wind up with these pallets of books. I had all the books were shrink-wrapped in boxes of 20. But I paid about $30,000 for the publishing and another bunch for the marketing and the rest of that, the distribution. And it, basically, you did it all yourself, and it was hard.
If you were self-publishing,
and I got people today that are running through do an entire book, find a whole bunch of services to help them get it done, get it out the door at a fraction of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. And the range of services that you can get now, so that you can pretty much do it any way, you can do the legacy publisher route if you want. Mm-hmm. You can do the entire do-it-yourself route if you want, or pretty much anything in between it anymore. It is an amazing time.
Well, and the thing though that I think is really important let's push all that off a little bit because let's get people started, and this comes back to something I think you want to talk about, journaling. Folks, if you start writing your ideas, if you start writing things down that you know that you think it's on your mind about your business, about what you sell, about how your life, whatever it may be, just let it out. Don't have a, maybe don't even have a plan for it. Just get it out on the screen, get it out on paper, on your tablet, whatever you're pecking it out on, get it out there, and in time, it will reveal itself to you what it should be. A blog post, a Twitter a post, or a book. What do you think, Wally?
You can't do anything with it until it's out of your head. And either in a pile or a file, as I like to say. You know, you can get help fixing up stuff, but you're the only one who's got your unique collection of usable stuff in your head. And if you start writing, and a journal is a great way to do it, because you're not going to show it to anybody.
What does that mean, journaling? Tell us what that means. What is that? How does it look? What does it look like?
Well, the word journal comes from the French for day, which makes sense. And in business, we've got the journals, which are the daily record of what we do. So this is kind of like a diary on steroids. The reason this is really good is that you can probably write, and the amount of equipment you need here is something to write with and something to write on. And you can take that and make that the centerpiece of how you think about your business, whether it's stuff you want to publish. Let's say you got a competitive issue, you got somebody who's moving into your market and you need to deal with it. You can put your thoughts down there and collect them over time. And the way the mind works, as you do that, you're going to sharpen your thinking and you're going to get better. And you'll get better answers.
It's amazing how the impact of words change when they're looking back at you from some form, a paper or a screen. It's amazing what it looks like when they look back at you rather than being in your head.
Yeah, I was just, while you're saying that, my mind wandered off that one of the people I'm going to write about in the next book, which is going to be on journaling, is Dwight Eisenhower. And he didn't call it a journal, but when he had a big issue to deal with, like, you know, D-Day or something, he wrote a memo to himself. And the memo was called Concerns of a Commander.
Wow.
And they'd work through all those things until he got the answer that was best.
And folks, your journaling could be one line. It could be a bullet point. Just get it out of your head and put it down. Whatever's going on right now, write it down, even if you don't expect anything to ever come from it. It's important. It'll help you. 20 after, right back with Wally Bach and Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.